Luis Hernandez Hernandez, Luis L-U-I-S Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, date of birth is 4-2-1954. This is for date of service 4-21-2022. Mr. Hernandez Hernandez is a 68-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 10 years ago. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, GERD, anemia, and he was born with only one kidney. The patient also has a history of thyroid cancer. He is status post total thyroidectomy and parathyroidectomy. He did not have to have any radiation, and he has subsequent hypothyroidism. For his diabetes, he is on replaglinide with meals, metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. His labs are reviewed, and his latest hemoglobin A1C is 9.2%. His free T4 is 1.6 and TSH is 0.56. For breakfast, usually eats Cheerios and coffee. Lunch is usually wheat bread or a ham sandwich. Dinner is usually chicken and meatballs or turkey or fish. He usually snacks on cookies and coffee. His eye exam was last week. Plan number one, for his uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 9.2%. At this point, I'm going to adjust the patient's diabetic regimen and place him on Synjardy XR 5/1000 milligrams twice a day. And we will plan on rechecking his hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel in 6 to 8 weeks. I have recommended to stop the replaglinide, spelled R-E-P-A-G-L-I-N-I-D-E. Next number, for his thyroid cancer, he is currently on Euthyrox 150 micrograms daily. I have ordered a neck soft tissue ultrasound to assess the thyroid bed. The patient is status post total thyroidectomy. Next number, for his anemia, he states that he has an iron supplement at home that is liquid based. I have asked him to continue this. Next number, we will check an iron panel, vitamin B12 level, and a vitamin D level during his follow-up visit. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.